Man, he just oozes confidence. You know, one of, if not the biggest reasons that clients come to a coach for support is, you guessed it, it's confidence. Confidence in their body, confidence with their weight, with eating, going to a gym, sex life, job, business, career, relationships, the list could go on. I mean, confidence can be the key to unleashing our potential. And how big of a deal is that? Let's dive into it right now with episode 6 of the Mind Your Muscle podcast.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle podcast.
What is happening, friends? Are we all brimming with confidence and enthusiasm and ready to take on the world? I know we are. I know you are. Like I said in the intro, clients come to a coach for support because they want to increase confidence in some important area or areas of their life. Confidence is pretty damn important. Confidence to cross the road, that's important. Confidence to walk into the gym, that's important. Confidence to, I don't know, change a shitty nappy, that's important, especially if it's not even your child. And here's the secret, not about the shitty nappy change, but about that thing we call confidence, that thing we all want and we want more of. Wait for it, all right, cliffhanger coming here. We all have confidence. Bombshell. I know. That's some crazy shit, right? We were actually born with it. I know. Born with confidence. Confident enough to take our first breath, bite our first nipple, make our first sounds, take our first steps. But we just let life and other people derail it and derail us, knock us down. But fear not, friends. Just like when we let our house get a little untidy, only to realize that if you do a little work and put in a little effort, it can be clean and organized again. Well, at least my can anyway. We can do exactly the same with your confidence, right? Trust me on that. Please, just a little bit of trust here. And we don't even need that feather duster that I like to carry around on Sunday afternoons. So sit back. And as per usual, broken record here, Paul, but just please stay open to what I'm about to share in this episode. To help you break down your current mindset blocks with your health, fitness, and body confidence goals, I've got to go straight for the jugular. Hit hard and hit quick. I want you to think about what you could achieve if you were confident. Confidence is a belief. So your lack of confidence is something that you believe. It's a belief. I bet you can do something right now that someone else would think, whoa, they got that nailed down. That takes confidence. It could be talking in front of a group. Right? It could be doing somebody's hair. It could be doing somebody's makeup. It could be wearing a t-shirt to your Keep Fit class rather than a hoodie. Or it could be as simple as organizing a night out with your friends. Seems simple. Sounds simple. Having the confidence to organize and handle them all melt in your head. I don't want to go here. I can only leave at this time. Is Jenny going? Because she's a complete train wreck. Sorry, Jenny. You see, confidence is a belief. It's a belief. And what is a belief? Well, a belief is simply a thought that you think. But it's not just a single thought. A belief is a thought that you think. I want to repeat that. A belief is a thought that you think over and over. And that thought becomes a belief. So, this next bit is where I know people trip up. Okay? Because you can't say, I'll have confidence when I lose a stone. I'll have confidence when I get the job. I'll have confidence when I do this, that, and the other. Or I'll be confident if this happens. Because then it is not a belief. You've placed a condition on it. Okay? A condition in the future. And when you place a condition on it and use a future tense, it's actually a want. And remember what I said a belief is? A belief is a thought that you think and believe to be true. But if you place a condition on it by saying something like, I'll be confident when, that's not a belief. It's no longer even really a thought. It's a pending result. It's something you're still wanting. Okay? And it really shows a lack of that thing. Okay? It's actually a negative. It shows you. It tells your subconscious mind that you do not have it. So if you say, I'll be confident when, okay, it's something you're still wanting. So something you don't have. And we get what we are. We get who we are being. The results in our life come from who we are being. Belief is a thought that you think over and over. You have it, are it. So to be confident, for example, to say, I don't know, walk around the town naked. Now, don't do it, by the way. It's just an extreme example and you may get arrested. But if you were going to do it, to be confident to walk around the town naked or do anything, all we have to do is think that we have confidence now. Yeah, I can do that. When you love and believe in yourself, you have confidence. A belief is a thought that you think over and over. Repeated thoughts of the same thing. And when you repeat the thought over and over, and I'm not talking like 10 times, like you're saying lines in a school, detention, or you're doing a decade of the rosary, or something like that. I'm talking constant repetition of the thought. The thought that you're confident now to develop that into a belief. So, first of all, we have to think. We have to think that we are confident. So think that you are confident. Think that you are confident. Say that you are confident. Say it. Repeat it. Even tell other people how much your confidence is growing. Now, hold on a little second there, Paul. Are you saying I should lie? Yes. Fuck yes. Trick your thoughts. For now. Just go with me. Remember I said to be open? Play the game. It's actually quite fun. Everything you see in the world, okay? Everything you see in your world was created twice. First in someone's mind, then in your reality, physical reality, or like I said, your world. So everything you have in your life too came from a thought in your mind. And then you ask the question, but Paul, what will people think about me if I do this? Who cares? Just start being, thinking, and acting confident. Well, Paul, what if I do that? People start to question me. It's going to be weird, and I'm going to start to kind of panic probably a little bit about that. Well, what I would actually say is to worry about loving yourself instead of worrying about other people loving you. The only way for you not to care what other people think is to be confident in who you are. You cannot control what someone else says or how they feel. So fuck them. Politely, of course. That is not on you. What they think, feel, or say is not on you. That is not your rodeo. All right, this is where your self-image comes to play. This is where your identity comes into play. Identity or self-image is how you see yourself and what you think others think of you. Okay, I'm going to repeat that bit again. So there's quite a bit of repetition here. You getting this? Okay, and I was going to say it again because it's important. Identity or self-image is how you see yourself and what you think others think of you. By focusing on not having confidence, everything you think, say, and do is in line with that which you are thinking. And at that point, you are thinking, I don't have confidence, so you're thinking about a lack of confidence. You end up creating that which you do not want in this case. And that is the law of attraction. Woo-woo stuff. Yes, that's what this podcast is a little bit about. A little bit about the woo. The law of attraction, broadly summarized, is you will attract that which you are being. I don't care whether you believe this or not. Okay, I believe it. I believe it to be true. You will attract who you're being. Being unsure, you'll attract uncertainty. Being confident, you will attract certainty. Belief. A lack of confidence comes down to this image that you hold of yourself, the self-image, the identity. A negative image of someone who lacks confidence or is perhaps stressed or frustrated in an area of their life. Stressed and frustrated with a lack of body confidence, for example. Now, stress and frustration are feelings. And you have to understand where those feelings come from. You have to explore that. We really can't begin to change it, to challenge it on a deeper level until we know a little bit more about, you know, where that stems from. And only then can we change it. And I love this quote. It's from Bill Gove. And he said, if I want to be free, I have to be me. Not the me I think you think I should be. Not the me my family think I should be. If I want to be free, I've got to be me. And I've got to know who me is. The question then, do you know who you are? If I asked who you were, could you tell me? Without using labels like I'm a mom or I'm a brother or I'm a nurse or I'm a wife or I'm this, that is not who you are. Those are merely descriptive labels that we use in an attempt to clarify our identity to someone else, to try and help them make sense of us. Now, if I meet a client to construct and help them shift their identity, to change their self-image, what I do is I set them a homework. And normally I set their homework on the day we meet, because what we will discuss, it's going to be very emotive. And it's going to be emotive because our identity and our image has been shaped through our experiences. And a lot of those experiences are going to be negative, okay? Because that's what we hold on to. We hold on to the negative emotions. And we start to build barriers around that to self-protect. So I set the homework literally on the day that we meet. So I'll send them the homework in the morning and we'll meet later on that day. Because I haven't had a chance to ease them into what's coming, it can hit them like a steam train. All right? It's a steam train of negative emotions. Now, my method for a quick self-image turnaround, quick identity turnaround, it's straight to the point. It's probably at least a 2-hour sit down and analysis of their life until this point. Then it's the road ahead where they have to put the work in. So during that time, I'll sit down and, you know, I'll challenge some beliefs. Limiting beliefs, things that are holding them back to try and free up a little bit. All right, we have to rocket confidence and belief and remove doubt, fear and worry quickly. Then repeat, repeat, repeat. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. And why do we have to do this? Because all those thoughts of why you can't do something have probably been growing for several decades now. Obviously, depending on your age. And that won't change overnight. But they can change. All right, I want you to know that. Those things can change. I don't like to let people dwell too long on where they were or where they are. Because remember, where you are today is based on previous thoughts. Your tomorrow can be different. Your tomorrow can be different when we choose new thoughts today. So recall those words. Your tomorrow is created today, here and now. So just a little bit about self-image. I'm going to segue for a second. Self-image theory developed in the 60s by a guy called Dr. Maxwell Maltz. He was a plastic surgeon. And what he found was basically that even though some people were given the exact surgery they wanted to look and feel better, there was no change. There was no change because they still held this picture in their head about who they were, regardless of their new physical appearance. Now, he's got a book, it's called Psycho-Cybernetics, and I know that a lot of people recommend it. I know that a lot of people read it, and I know that a lot of people aren't able to change their fucking self-image whenever it comes to the end of it. That's where I come in, and that's where I come in for people, okay? You see, we all hold various images of who we are in our heads, pictures of who we are. This is held deep in our subconscious mind, where all our beliefs, ideas, and habits live. Now, we can change and update this picture, but we can only do that in one sure way. Constant repetition of the new image or the person who we want to become. Think of this like updating the software on your computer, on your phone, or your sat nav. It's the bug fixes. Weeding the garden to allow the plants or the grass to grow. Cleaning our clothes so they are fresh and comfortable. We update the external things in our life and environment on a daily basis, even on our body. Our hair, constantly growing, replacing old hairs, nails, growing, cells, renewing. Your self-image, your identity, is no different, all right? We gotta renew it though, okay? Otherwise, it's gonna be renewed by the world around us. Your self-image is your internal sat-nav, all right? It's guiding you to where you want to go right now and the person you want to be. So it's important to update it. And it's important that you know exactly who it is that you want to be. We got to update our mind. Confidence and belief come from and with a strong self-image. And that image has to align with your goals. And if it doesn't, you're basically just going to get lost, all right? So it would be like putting the wrong address into the sat-nav. You'll end up somewhere, yes, but not where you want. Now, I like to help people create the person they want to become. I can help you if you feel stressed and frustrated with certain areas of your life right now. I can help you gain body confidence, and if you want, drop a dress size in 90 days by working with you on changing the image you hold of yourself. I help people manage their mental well-being, physical activities, and I guess probably spend more quality time with their friends and family because of it. And you know, I like to go to the primary cause of our actions, of your actions. Okay, so one of the primary causes, well, it's going to be our thought processes. Now, that's not the be all and end all, but it's there. It's part of the process. We got to go in and look at those thoughts. I show you how to think, and I show you how you think. I don't show you what to think, okay? I show you how to think. I think I might have said that wrong. It's hard whenever you're just coming out with this stuff. But I show you how you think, not what you think. That's what I meant to say, all right? So I show you how you think, not what you think. And I don't tell you what to think either. Okay, it's your journey. It's your discovery. And it's in that discovery, it's in that journey that your transformation takes place. We don't create a new you. I want to be clear. It's not about like making this new identity, making this new person. All I'm doing is helping you reconnect with who you were born to be. We remove the weeds, the dirt, the bugs, the things holding you back, the things that are causing you to feel stuck. And that's probably just an illusion. Okay, that feeling of being stuck. But we look at your image and your health from the inside out. How you feel will always be determined how you act, by how you act. And how you act determines your results, your health, and your body. I show you how to change the internal image that you hold into the external image you want. I will be doing a little bit more on self-image as we move through the podcasts. I am just easing you into it slowly and starting to develop trains of thought, I hope. But that is us for today. Thanks for listening. And I'm excited to know that you have confidence right now. You're just going to set it free.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you find help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.